Now, a story that's really gathering traction is around what's happening in Tshwane with the mayor, Randall Williams, and a power tender that has come into question. The Gauteng COGTA MEC, Lebogang Maile, has asked Randall Williams to respond to allegations of impropriety levelled against him. The EFF has asked the police to investigate a possibility that Randall Williams received a bribe from a company implicated in this multi-billion rand unsolicited bid proposal to refurbish the municipality's power station. So at the heart of all of this is this deal, which would have generated an additional 800 megawatts for the city of Tshwane, possibly end power cuts. But the concern here is that it was an unsolicited tender bid with a price tag of 26 billion rand. Action SA Gauteng chairperson Bongani Baloyi joining us now. Bongani, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. Action SA saying it's outlining its plan of action against the Tshwane mayor, Randall Williams. What is Action SA intending to do here?
Well, thank you so much. I think Action SA has been spot on in so far as raising this issue and identifying the risk for the residents of Tshwane. And we've decided that we are going to report to the city of Tshwane mayor, to the public protector, on the allegation that he has violated his executive ethics. And secondly, we'll be going to the auditor general as well so they can investigate the process that was embarked on and the mayor's interference into this procurement and equally national treasury. And we'll also share the information we have with the South African Police Service in the criminal case that has been opened. It wasn't a very serious allegation. In fact, now there's evidence where there's a recording where the mayor is specifically directing officials that they must follow a specific procurement process and they must appoint this specific service provider. And that he can't run away from. He must go and respond to those difficult questions.
The contract proposal at the heart of all of this was received from an Australian energy supplier. The aim was to refurbish two power stations in the capital. What the mayor has been saying is that this would have put an end to the problems of power in the city of Tshwane. We know there's huge issues with that. What is your response to that idea? If people are saying, well, we've got to solve the power problem, let's do it this way.
Yeah, look, just like people who are saying we've got a COVID issue, let's embark on an emergency procurement. Look where it got us. Look how many billions were looted by thieves. So we must never allow as a society when we've got problems for people to circumvent the laws that govern them, for which they have taken an oath of office to work within those laws. So the mayor is wrong in approaching it that way. The mayor should have referred the proposal to the city and officials and stayed out of it, and the city and the executive and the municipal mayor, city manager, is the one who would have advised him. But equally, they are not even backed or informed by any feasibility study. There's no factual study that informs them that this would be good for the city. But what in this recording an official of the city says conclusively is that the residents of the city will be tied to an agreement with expensive power for 30 years. And he chose to ignore these things. So there's nothing noble about the mayor's actions to act in a way and contravene MFMA and Systems Act. He is a creature of statute. He must work within the laws that govern local government for which he took an oath for. There's no room for mavericks in this government. It's not a Randall Pty Ltd, a private company or his own company that he decides what to do, when to do. He must work within the laws.
Bongani, what does this mean for the alliance in the city of Tshwane if this is what's happening now? It must be pretty shaky at the moment.
No, nothing is shaky, my sister. The coalition is stable. The problem we have is a Randall Williams problem, and that's what we are dealing with. We are remaining in this coalition. We think the progress this coalition can make and the stability that is putting in place already. But now we've got a serious allegation, and we ourselves have said we're not going to go into government to replace the ANC and to do worse or do what they
do. I understand that. But surely if you go into the public protector and the alliance partners, the coalition partners here are effectively turning on each other, it's not about just one person, it's about the parties.
We're not turning on each other. It's not a personal issue. There's an allegation about an executive mayor who has transgressed his executive ethics, the systems like the MFMA. So we've got an obligation, a moral and ethical obligation to do something about it. So externally, we are reporting it to those people who must deal with it. And internally, our chairperson of the party has articulated that we're going to work within the coalition to raise these issues as well. And we're also going to determine, after going in, embarking in this process and having consulted Senate, whether we still have the support, whether we still support Mayor Randall in this position.
Which was my next question. Do you still support Randall Williams as the mayor of Tshwane?
At this stage, I cannot confirm or deny.
Spoken like a true politician, Bongani. Thank you so much. Great to have you on the show today. Bongani Baloyi, Action SA Gauteng chairperson there, setting out what's happening in the city of Tshwane. Action SA is going to the public protector over the actions of the Tshwane mayor. The EFF has gone to the police. All sorts of things going down there. The MEC for COGTA has also got involved here. He wants a response from Randall Williams too. Let me know your thoughts about that one.